Welcome back to PMP Network, and with us right now is Kimberlyn Brown. She's one of the stars of ABC TV's daytime serial, Port Charles. She plays Dr. Rachel Locke, but, you know, I think many of us remember you as the calculating, psychotic Sheila Carter on a couple of shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, my.
Yeah.
That was a, must have been
Sheila
a fun character.
Sheila got around.
That must have been a fun character to play.
She was great. She was great fun, very unpredictable, and happily so. Rachel Locke is kind of the same, you know, very very unpredictable. Has a very very big time past that will be coming out little by little, and I can say that this character actually has the potential to surpass some of the things that Sheila did on Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Dr. Rachel Locke was getting away with a lot of it until her daughter, Livvy, showed up.
Yeah.
And that kind of turned things around.
Well, it's hard when there's someone that you love that's involved.
Yeah.
For my character, she's a really strong person, except for where her daughter is concerned. She wants to protect her in every way possible, and she's finding that harder and harder to do as her daughter gets older.
Hmm. I'm sure that's true for many of us.
Yeah.
You know, I know you have two children. Are they younger or older?
Mine are younger. I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. So, thankfully, I'm not at that talking back and think they know more than me stage. But it's to come, right?
I have a 6 and 9-year-old myself. So.
Uh huh.
It keeps life going interesting, doesn't it?
It's the best.
What kind of filming schedule does Port Charles have?
Well, you know, we're on the same schedule as an hour show. We shoot year-round. We get a week off at Christmas, a week off during the summer usually. The thing about daytime, there's no reruns. So we're here about 7 o'clock in the morning. We usually start shooting at 8, 8:30. And we're here until we're done with an entire script. That can be as early as you know, noon or 2 o'clock, or it can be as late as 1 o'clock in the morning. It just depends on the quantity of work that we've got that day and the difficult factor behind it, how difficult it can be.
I'm going to assume that your husband has a flexible schedule.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. It has to be like that. If one person's in the artistic type vein, the other one has to have some kind of a schedule, or if you have one person working weird hours.
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate he has his own company, so he can kind of dictate when he goes in and when he doesn't. So it's a great, great relationship that way.
How much input into Dr. Rachel Locke do you have in terms of the character? Do you work with the writers at all?
You know, personally, I don't. I know there are a lot of actors on the show that do go up and talk to them on a regular basis, but I have always felt that that's their job, it's not mine. And I just try and do the best with what's given me.
Have you ever said, wait a second, I don't think she would say this line?
Yeah, I have done that. And, you know, that's a call that I'll usually make down on set and talk to the producer on set and see what can be tweaked a little bit here and there. And that's not a problem.
Hmm.
But as far as directing storyline and giving storyline to the writers, that's just not my job.
Now, how is it getting along with some of the people in the cast? Is it a nice, smooth, family-type cast? Or I know that, for instance, in the plot line, you've tried to destroy Dr. Collins, who's played by John Lindstrom. Does anybody ever take the character out of the stage area?
No. No, you really don't. It's a great show. It really is. As far as the cast is concerned, you know, it's everyone, for the most part, really does get along. I mean, of course, everyone has their certain days, but it's nothing that is taken off the set with them. You know, it ends the minute they call cut, and you know, we have to get along. We work together every single day of the year, just about. Weekends excluded, and that week at Christmas and summer, so...
Mm.
No, we do our best to get along with everyone, and we've had no problems.
A number of soap actors have gone on to primetime television to star in other series, and I noticed you've done quite a few daytime shows and guest stars on a lot of series,
mm-hmm.
but have you ever thought about doing a series in primetime, or has it come along, the opportunity? Or
you know, I've had I've had four opportunities, but not for prime time, actually, for feature films. And unfortunately, I was under contract to CBS at the time, and it was just never convenient for them to allow me out to do anything. I'd be lying to say, you know, I didn't want to try and do other things, because I think that is the ultimate, you know, wish or goal of any actor. But at the same time, I'm in a medium that it's really hard to leave when they're on your storyline. I do have the opportunity. I do have outs in my contract. And if the right thing comes along and it works out, I'd be thrilled. I'd be absolutely thrilled. But at the same time, daytime's been very good to me. And it's a wonderful place to be when you have children, because I have a regular job where I can go home at night and be with the kids, or go home early and be with the kids. When you're on prime time or you're doing feature films, oftentimes it takes you away from home up to Canada these days. And your hours are much, much longer than in daytime, even though you've got the luxury of only working maybe a 7 or 8 month work schedule. I don't know if it would be that convenient for family life at this time. But like I said, if something came up, I certainly wouldn't turn my back on it.
Now, you got nominated for an Emmy Award in 92, so you're only slightly behind Susan Lucci at this point.
Yeah, just slightly, by years.
was that exciting to be nominated?
Oh, it was very exciting, absolutely.
And what was it? Was it very, very, very disappointing when you didn't hear your name mentioned?
No.
No?
No, it wasn't. I didn't really expect to be a first-time nominee, first-time winner. It's awfully rare that that happens. And unfortunately, I was up against a gal who had been on Guiding Light, or As the World Turns, I can't remember now, for years and years and years. I want to say, like, you know, 15, 16, 17 years. And then her character was killed off. And, you know, you submit two shows, and that's it. And she had two phenomenal shows to submit, even though she hadn't worked in a long time. All she had were you know, 3 weeks of a really, really solid storyline. And that's tough to beat.
I guess it probably is. I understand from people who I've talked to that you're the Tiger Woods of daytime TV.
I have my moments. I have my moments. I love it. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Peter Costas is a really good friend of mine, and he told me he could have me ready for the women's tour in 3 years.
There you go.
Yeah, so the way I see it is when my daytime career ends, or my acting career ends, and the kids are in school full time and a bit older, maybe I'll be ready for the women's senior tour if they have one by then.
And I understand you're also a pretty good skier too.
Yeah, I do okay with that as well. I do some celebrity ski events. A really great one for cystic fibrosis up in Vail that American Airlines puts on. Rosie O'Donnell has her name on that one. And you know, it's nice when you can do something that you really enjoy and also help to raise money to fight some sort of a disease at the same time. You have a really great time while you're doing something good. So.
Does your husband golf and ski as well?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. How about the kids? Is your 6-year-old doing it yet?
My daughter skis. She skis faster than I do. My son, we're probably going to get him on skis this winter.
Yeah. That's always fun when the family does it together.
Oh, it's a blast. I'll tell you, when you have a 6-year-old that can beat you just about on any single run, I mean, they're fearless, absolutely fearless. My biggest concern is making sure snowboarders don't hit her. But, yeah.
So. When you're working, when you're on the set at Port Charles or any of the other soap operas, you know, most of they want you to stay in shape, obviously.
Right.
And sometimes if you're there all day, you can't really hit the gym. Do they have exercise facilities at these places?
No. No, they don't here at ABC. I know they do over at NBC only because I've seen it. And they didn't at CBS either. I, for the longest time, had a treadmill in my room. And I've got a little mini weight set as well in my dressing room. And I found out last October that I had a seriously injured hip. I couldn't run anymore. So now I have to go to an outside gym I usually stop on my way home,
Yeah.
and I'll sit on a recumbent bike right while I memorize my lines. So it's actually pretty convenient. You're right. I mean, weight is a major issue in daytime, unfortunately. Video puts 10 extra pounds on you where film does not. So you could be a size 6, but on TV you might look like a size 10.
Right.
And it's tough. It's scary to me because I've been on shows where these young girls come on and they look fabulous, and within months they're down to a size 2 or a size 0 because of the way that they feel that they need to look on video. To me, it's been more about performance than appearance, and thank goodness it's worked for me, because I am a size 4, size 6, and I do look like the size 8, size 10 on TV, but when I get down to, 110 pounds, I just look terrible.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a big problem in the industry, not just on daytime TV, but modeling and society in general, where people are given these unrealistic goals and these kids are getting sick with the anorexia and all these other things.
You know, it's really come to light with me having a little girl, and when I go out shopping for her for clothes and everything, and just the pressures that society puts on them, even, that they're supposed to conform to, just it's frightening.
Now, for those who want to check out Poor Charles, when is it on?
You know, it's on at a different time in every single city and every single state that we're in. So,
as they say, check the listings.
Yeah.
On ABC TV, of course.
They're going to have to check their listings. Some really great stuff coming up.
Tell us. Give us a little hint.
Gosh, how can I give you a hint without blowing it?
Well, feel free to blow it on the show. That's all right.
There you go. I can tell you that it's going to get very, very interesting between Rachel and Kevin Collins. And Libby is a very big part of that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That should be good.
Yeah.
And one thing I always noticed about the daytime TV, I don't get a chance to watch that much of it because I'm working, but when I do see it, there's lots of sex scenes. You don't see much, but there's lots of sex scenes. Do you find that you've had to do some nudity, or did you do any in theater or movies?
No, I've been very, very lucky. There was one shower scene that I had to do in a feature film years ago, but you couldn't see anything. It was a silhouette. And that's the only thing that I was called on to do. As far as daytime goes, my 13 years in daytime, I think I've only had like 3 love scenes. So I'm one of the lucky ones. I consider myself one of the lucky ones because it's not a comfortable thing. You're in front of an entire crew. You know, you've got 50 people watching you, have fun or try to have fun with somebody else,
right.
And it's not that easy.
No, it's not real either.
No, it's not. No. Not at all.
Yeah, it's very difficult. In fact, I've talked to many of the male actors, and it's even a different experience for them, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not pleasant for the most part.
No.
But Kimberlyn Brown is featured, of course, on the wonderful show Port Charles. She plays Dr. Rachel Locke, and watch what happens when Livy comes between her and her plans for Dr. Kevin Collins. That's coming up in Port Charles, so make sure you watch. Check out ABC in an area near you. Just go to your TV guide and look it up. You'll find it. Thanks so much for coming on, Kimberlyn.
No, thanks for having me.
And wonderful luck with the series.
Hey, thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.